AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran will not have nuclear. Well, we blew it up. It's blown up to kingdom come.
At the NATO summit, President Trump says U.S. and Iranian officials will meet next week after U.S. strikes on Iran nuclear sites led to a ceasefire between Tehran and Israel.
We may sign an agreement. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's that necessary. I mean, they had a war, they fought. Now they're going back to their world. I don't care if I have an agreement or not. The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear, but we destroyed the nuclear.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard said in a post on X, new intelligence confirms what President Trump has stated. Iran's nuclear facilities have been destroyed. If the Iranians choose to rebuild, they would have to rebuild all three facilities entirely, which would likely take years to do. The fragile ceasefire between Iran and Israel appears to be holding. The AP's John Gambrell reports on life in Iran.
The challenge really is the economy. There's mass unemployment. The country real currency has fallen drastically in recent years. And as people return to work, they're going to start facing the same challenges they did before the war started, which includes power cuts. They're affecting businesses there, stopping bakeries, and really disrupting life.
NATO leaders have agreed to a massive hike in defense spending after pressure from President Trump. New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver pleaded not guilty to federal charges accusing her of assaulting and interfering with immigration officers outside a Newark detention center during a congressional oversight visit at that facility. McIver says it's political intimidation by the Trump administration.
They weaponized the Department of Justice, and anybody who stands up to them, anyone who criticizes them, anyone who fights back against them, find themselves in these hairs that we're in today, in this moment of time that I'm dealing with right now.
This is AP News. A fan who heckled Arizona Diamondback second baseman Ketel Marte has been banned indefinitely from Wright Field.
Marte was seen in tears on the field after the spectator yelled a derogatory comment about Marte's late mother during an at-bat in Arizona's 4-1 win over Chicago on Tuesday night. Arizona manager Torrey Lovello called it a, quote, gross comment you wouldn't say about anybody, let alone someone who lost their mom.
Terrible moment. Fans are nasty and fans go too far sometimes.
Marte's mother, Elpidia Valdez, died in a car accident in the Dominican Republic in 2017.
I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Online dating platform Bumble plans to lay off about 240 employees, or roughly 30% of its global workforce. Bumble has struggled on the market since going public in 2021. It was founded by a co-founder of another dating app, Tinder. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.